what I'm getting to is what you're talking about, which is somehow using Hit Record in a classroom. And obviously there's going to be a lot of hurdles as far as, you know, some kind of official capacity in the education system engaging with a social network like ours, which has a terms of service. You know, you need to make, you know, enter into a legal contract with us and our company by clicking the box when you join. And our terms of service, like, you know, does allow for, you have to be 13 or over in order to join. But then there's all sorts of other things, like when we've actually put stuff on TV, which is different than putting stuff on a website, we've had to get signatures from parents or guardians of kids that were under 18. And so all of that is, you know, just a lot of obstacles, which it's not that they're insurmountable. They're just things that will take time and effort and potentially money to figure out. But I'm just curious, like, have you thought about these kinds of things, or what are your thoughts on this sort of?
Absolutely, I've thought about it.
I bet you have. Yeah. So,
you know,
there
were already a couple of posts on the collaboration of, I forgot who did the kind of the hand sketch thing about divisions of accounts, and I think it's going to have to be more of when they register the teacher. You're going to have to give the teacher, I think, some control to see what the students are posting. Mm. And again, there are lots of other, you know, I never used Edmodo, but Google Classroom or Moodle, the way you can do discussions and stuff. I used Moodle 5 years ago when it was like the big thing. Kids had to sign off, parents had to sign off that they're going to use it appropriately, they're going to discuss appropriately, and if not, then there are consequences.
What's that? I don't know Moodle. What is it?
It's like Blackboard. It's just an online, you know, place where you can do quizzes and discussions and things like that. But the whole kicker really in education is it password protected? So that was in my initial pitch when I was talking about like fragmenting the website, that it might need to be something where the students are operating in more of what they call like an online classroom that's password protected, that maybe isn't open to the public, which isn't exactly in line with what you're trying to do, but might get over some of those obstacles that you're talking about of just allowing them kind of the safe place to work on their collaboration. Like what I would love to see happen is not just in the classroom, like, Matt, I just read what you posted, and yes, that's amazing, awesome. And once schools to be able to kind of do their own initiative, but then I think it'd be great to have three schools all working, you know, on the same section where they all use the same registration code or something to show that they're joined up, and then they're collaborating together. But the teacher, I think, would have to sign off as kind of the ownership of their monitoring whatever.
So a couple things. One, as two points in response to what you're saying. So one is, to me, just on instinct, and I'd have to, I'm open to thinking more about this, but just my just first instinct is that if you create a barrier between what's going on in the classroom and the rest of the Hit Record community, that to me becomes a lot less interesting. And limited, and it's not really Hit Record. Then, you know,
you could do that anywhere.
Yeah, you could say,
do it in the classroom.
Yeah, you could just do it in the classroom. Like that. I don't know what you really need Hit Record for in that case. In a way.
Yeah, and the text record Lindsay's referring to is, like, I was kind of just spitballing ideas of how you could make a short film through different classrooms in one school, or even beyond that, where each section of the school would have maybe a different part. Like, so the history club or whatever would be working on the research of something, and then they upload their findings. And just like we do on the site, it's open to everybody. So not only the school, but other people could chime in.
Is there like a protocol, or would it be against best practices of schools if a classroom, say, would, you know, contribute as a whole, like as a classroom or even individual students, or part of a school curriculum to a collaboration that's going on Hit Record. So, like, let's say we're making a short film on Hit Record. Could a classroom be a part of that? Is that okay, or is that are teachers allowed to sort of endorse that kind of thing if they're going to be contributing to something that's going to be in the big pool of resources or contributions worldwide?
Right. What I was just talking about of segmenting the website is probably more of an extreme case, just to talk about some of those things we were confronting. All my kids have Hit Record accounts. I made them all sign up. They all collaborated when we got back from Sundance. You know, we had a week where it's like, pick something, remix it, upload it, whatever.
That's so awesome.
You know, create it.
So cool.
Yeah, I mean, we absolutely, like, teachers can do that. And I wasn't afraid of anything. I'm not going to get backlash from the parents or anything like that. But what you run into is that, you know, you're going to get the one parent who gets on the site and sees you going on a cussing rant and is like, you know, this isn't educational. So,
right.
But we're not going to censor the website and you don't want to clean that up and everything like that. So
how do you deal with that?
Sorry?
How do you deal with that?
I think somebody needs to be going into the schools and actually, like, talking to the teachers and having, I think, ready set documents of, here are the things the Hit Record requires for this, and then here is a suggested letter that you might send home with your students, or I guess digitally or whatever, saying, this is what's going to go on, you understand that there's going to be content on here, whatever, I agree to let my student participate. I think you just create a lot of those materials up front.
That seems really doable, that you just kind of, at the beginning, if a teacher like you was going to, we're going to incorporate Hit Record into your classroom, that the students have to get their parents or guardian to sign something saying that that's okay.
If you can watch Midnight Cowboy in a classroom, you can go on the site.
That's what I was just thinking of. I mean, my IB film class was an extreme because it's set up to, like, really challenge the students and whatnot. But I sent home day one a list of 250 films that I may show excerpts from, maybe. Mm-hmm. And then the parents just said, I said, circle anything you object to. And I had one parent circle one thing, and it was No Country for Old Men. I won't touch that. I probably wouldn't anyway. So, yeah, I mean, if it's just kind of something that they sign and whatever, but it's really more building the relationship with the teachers and getting whoever the head of the, if the principal has ownership or if you've got to talk to a superintendent, maybe just talking, here's what this is, pushing materials, here are the safety things we have in place.
What happens if, say we were to do this and kind of create a template, like a process that teachers could use to get their students to go home, have their parents sign something, participate in Hit Record stuff? What happens if, you know, there's a classroom of 30 kids and the teacher asks them to get their parents' permission to do something, but only 20 of the kids are able to get their parents to sign it? Then what do you do?
Well, actually, usually we word things where it's get a signature if you can't participate, which is kind of a strange education loophole. So a lot of times, like, you know, no news is good news or whatever. But that happens with everything. That happens. We used to have to send home permission slips when kids read anything. So they're reading Lord of the Flies. They're reading Huck Finn. And you would get two kids whose parents, you know, thought that was the most awful thing ever and wouldn't let it. So you give them a different book. Teachers are always into differentiating. We understand that there's always an exception. So instead of, hey, you've got to get on Hit Record, then they're typing up, I'm giving them a prompt from the website and they're submitting it to me, not through the website.
Mm-hmm.
Or creating, you know, yeah, an illustration, a video, whatever, and they're just not going through your platform.
Well, it sounds like they could still be involved. It sounds like they could still be involved in some way of even contributing to the pool of what the classroom's working on, but separately and not engaging with the online experience of it.
Right.
So this is sounding really good, and what it sounds to me like what we're working towards in this conversation is a process that's taken into consideration various scenarios by which a teacher can incorporate Hit Record into their classroom with permission from parents. If they don't get permission from the parents, here's what you do. And what I like about it also is that it doesn't it doesn't require a big software development process, because the truth about that is we don't have the ability to do that anytime soon.
Right.
I want to figure out something we can do, and I don't want to be prohibited by our limits with, you know, the technology. So I feel like us thinking around that and thinking about, for now, and even not just the short term, but just, I would really focus on how we can do things without requiring new software. And it feels like that's really possible. It feels like there's lots of things you can do to use the existing software. And it's just sort of about how the teacher is able to use it, how the teacher presents it to the kids, presents it to the parents, presents it to the rest of whatever school administration there is. 'Cause it's not like the kids would need a different website. The kids are all more web savvy than we are. Like, they can use...
Which isn't to say that we couldn't have, like, a hitrecord.org/teachers for best practices to say, like,
right,
here's the permission slip, or here's mm-hmm. the... Uh-huh. And here's how it works and stuff like that.
Right.
I think also we figure out these things when we apply it to whatever it is, like, whatever project we're doing. Like, if we say, this is... engage with students and teachers in this project or in this initiative, or we could say just at large. I mean, that could just be, you know, anything. But if there's a specific project that we want to involve teachers and students in, whether that's a weekly challenge or that's a specific music video or whatever, it'll help guide what the actual flow is. You know
yeah.
what I mean?
Right.
But what if you wanted a project that's just entirely high school students or middle school students? They're the only people who've actually collaborated on that project. Is there any way to limit a collaboration? Any way of knowing that those are all students who contributed to it?
Yeah, it's a really interesting question. We've never done that because it's kind of antithetical to it record in a way that the
right.
collaboration's open and that anybody can pitch in, and that sort of ability for an unexpected perspective to come in is a big part of what we do. We've never said, like, okay, only, like, for example, we're doing the National Parks project, which is about United States National Parks.
Right.
But we have not said only Americans can contribute to this. We've said, if you don't live in the United States and you can't go to a United States National Park, here's what you can do.
Right.
So I feel like we'd probably more want to angle that way. How does that sound to you?
It basically sounds like you guys are ready to go. You just got to get teachers and administrators, like, just on board with the kids need to start contributing to your project.
Right. Yeah. Well, that's awesome.
Which isn't to say down the line, I think there could be situations, perhaps down the line, where there's some project that is like high school, like this was all made by high school students.
By individual project, yes, I think you can come up with any number of things and create those limits if you're going to kind of hand do it, so to speak. But as far as creating systems for that, I don't know if.
Yeah, and but even when if we were to do that, we would probably have to. There would be some sort of hack we would have to do that to say, like, you know, only these, only these usernames can contribute to this. You know, it's not something that we've thought of doing in the near future, or we've thought of doing really at large.
Right.
But what are some of the things that we can do? Sort of, I guess, in the immediate term. We're coming up with ideas, right? You started this collaboration. The regularity this week will be about what we're all talking about. So that's in the immediate term. People are going to be contributing their ideas. In the short term, I guess I'm wondering, I guess it's a matter of going through those ideas and then perhaps circling back and figuring out what are the things that we could engage with. And I don't know what that is. We don't know what that is yet.
Right.
I will tell you. I sent your video to the executive vice president of Pivot, and she loved it. And she said, I think you know that Participant has a whole social action team. Like, their whole purpose is to promote positive social change through social action. And Matt and I had a whole conference call with the whole social action team yesterday about you and about the what you're talking about. And they're also sending your video to Namely and to USC and the folks that we made that
media literacy
curriculum with. So they're just happy to just understand and be supportive in any way as we figure all this out.
So cool. So we'll get ideas coming in because you made this request. And then I feel like, just looking ahead a couple steps, what you described of, like, you kind of just decided to, as a teacher, pick which collaborations you wanted the kids to try to contribute to, and you had them do that. I think it'd just be awesome to maybe on, like, a, I don't know, like a monthly basis or something, find a teacher, another teacher who has done that, and you can maybe work with them to help them do that, and then if they make a video or there's some kind of result of what they did, and we could shine a spotlight on. I'm just brainstorming. We were just talking about this. Like, if there's like a monthly teacher spotlight or something, where here's a teacher who used HitRecord in this way,
and they could tell about it, and they can choose. It could be free form. I mean, it could be, each one can be different from the next. But this teacher uses the weekly writing challenge, and sort of have like almost like a, these are the kinds of contributions that I've gotten in. Or the teacher can spotlight some of her, students' work or not, but it's maybe like a check-in every month to say, this is an interesting way that educators are using HitRecord in an interesting way.
Or it could be if they were contributing to, like, for example, if the teacher got the students to contribute to a particular short film, then you could make, a minute-long piece about how the teacher did it and what the students did, and then that could sort of be almost an intro to the short film, and that could be how we post the short film on YouTube or, something like that.
Interesting. Back in the 90s when I was in that TV tech class, we would actually get assigned to go to classrooms and document certain things, and then we'd bring that footage back and we'd put it in the VCR and stuff, and we'd mix it up and we'd actually make mini docs. That would be you'd get a grade for it.
Yeah.
So what I posted today in your collaboration was sort of like, not only can all these divisions of the classes in one single school and beyond, in a district or international, but you could also find like classes like the TV tech type classes to document this stuff and kind of make their own projects, because that's the way to learn when you're making things in TV tech. Like, find a subject, figure out how to tell that story in a minute or less, and then that's exactly what could be serviced into the end result, and that could be really cool. There's like multiple stories going on there.
Yeah.
And kids are learning how to use their devices and tell stories in different ways.
And I think it'd be cool if you are sort of the ambassador and the kind of leader of this, because you have the experience. You did it in your classroom as a teacher. And because you're good at making videos, and because you understand what HitRecord is, and
you communicate very well.
Yeah, and you're really good at talking to camera and explaining things, and so I really feel like that you can sort of be the leader of this.
So I guess in terms of next, how does that sound? I guess
before. Yeah, I'm ready.
Yeah, awesome.
I'm ready. Give me your to-do list. I'm the ambassador. I'm ready. Ready to go. Sounds great.
Okay, so in the immediate, like, let's let the contributions come in and let's see how the conversation goes on the site, and then maybe we'll circle back with some ideas of sort of ongoing, like an ongoing thing of what we can do, whether that's a monthly video or what have you. I don't know, but let's see how it where the conversation leads online.
Okay.
Awesome.
Sweet.
Well, I'm excited to see where this whole conversation leads us.
Yeah, me too.
And
this
thank you so much.
Thank
for
you so much.
Starting the conversation and helping to lead it.
So awesome.
Or leading.
Yeah,
it.
I mean, it's crazy to, you know, finally a year and a half later, like ask, you know, for a follow up and to see you guys excited about it. That's great.
What a cool story that you were at Sundance.
Go to the bottom of the stack or what? You know, so it was nice to see people. It's
funny, Lindsay, because I went to, when I saw your video, I was like, oh, I should hit subscribe. But you had actually already been contributing some really great photography in the last few weeks, too. I was the last week, yeah. But it was just already like, I was like, wow, I had already subscribed to you for other reasons. So it's really cool seeing all your work beyond this as well. That's so great that you just used the site that way. Really cool.
Cool.
All right.
Well, more soon.
Yeah.
Okay.
All right.
Thanks, guys.
Thank you.
Ciao.
See ya.
Bye.